40 years ago today, the space shuttle Challenger exploded, killing all 7 astronauts on board. Among them was Krista McAuliffe, a social studies teacher from Concord, New Hampshire. She was chosen from among 11,000 applicants to be the first teacher in space. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Patrick McNamee King traces McAuliffe's legacy through 2 people who she impacted.
On January 28, 1986, it was frigid in Cape Canaveral. It had been below freezing the night before. Despite the cold weather, the icicles on the launch pad, and warnings from engineers, NASA made the decision to launch the Space Shuttle Challenger. 73 seconds after the launch, the shuttle disappeared into a cloud of smoke. Shortly after, this report came from Mission Control and was heard across the country on the news outlets covering the event live.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded.
An investigation later concluded that the cold temperature caused rubber gaskets in the booster rockets to malfunction, which resulted in the explosion. Reporting from NPR also revealed that the engineers who designed the booster rockets knew the cold weather made the launch risky. Despite their warnings, NASA proceeded with the launch. Rick St. Hilaire was a senior at Concord High School, and he watched the event on a tiny black and white TV.
I remember when the explosion occurred and recognizing right away that something was wrong.
He was stunned. Krista McAuliffe was his teacher. She was on that shuttle, and now she was gone. The two had been close. St. Hilaire said that McAuliffe recognized his interest in civics and that she mentored his independent study at the New Hampshire State House.
She was very much an innovator in education by letting students do their thing.
McAuliffe was an innovator in other ways as well. Lori McKenzie Gordon took a job at Concord High the year after the disaster. She began teaching American women's history. It was a class designed and taught by McAuliffe until she left for the space program.
She was a feminist, empowering women and girls, absolutely part of her mission. And she did that through the study of history, primary documents, primarily diaries, journals.
Mackenzie Gordon recalls one of McAuliffe's lessons, taught through the diaries of an 18th century midwife from Maine. Through studying the diary, students had a glimpse of life in the 18th century through the perspective of someone who would otherwise be forgotten. McAuliffe planned to keep her own diary on board the shuttle and share it with students afterwards. She believed that sharing her personal experience of spaceflight would make the space program accessible. Here she is on the Today Show describing her intent to, quote, demystify the space program.
We see the space program as a science or math or technological adventure right now. I want the students to get a little bit of ownership. I really hope to bring an ordinary person's perspective to this.
Mackenzie Gordon says McAuliffe was ordinary, but what she did was extraordinary. She wonders what might have happened if everything went according to plan. Would people remember McAuliffe if her life hadn't ended in tragedy?
She became bigger than she was, but then I think that would be her point. We have to find the extraordinary in the everyday.
Rick St. Hilaire, McAuliffe's student, kept following his interest in civics. Today, he's a lawyer.
It's stuck with me in all kinds of executive decision-making that I've made throughout the years of remembering that a really bad decision was made that had tragic results to it.
He says there are still lessons from the Challenger disaster that stay with him 40 years later.
It's important to defer to others who have better knowledge than you do to be able to make better judgment calls.
Tonight, people will gather in Concord to remember and celebrate Krista McAuliffe's legacy at a planetarium, the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center. For NPR News, I'm Patrick McNamee King in Concord, New Hampshire.